This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Victims of war.
Mothers, fathers, babies, young families.
As Israel retaliates.
Vote for House Speaker.
We're going to go get this done, and the House is going to get back to work.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Nora O'Donnell in Tel Aviv with a CBS World News Roundup. More than 2,000 people are dead as the war in Israel rages. Days after the surprise attack by Hamas, at least 14 Americans have been killed. At least 20 are missing, and some could be among the hostages who've been seized. It was a night of relentless Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, perhaps a prelude to a ground invasion. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest from just outside the Gaza Strip.
Good morning, Nora. We've been speaking with rescue workers here today, experienced, hardened rescue workers, and some of them broke down in tears when they described what they've witnessed in the aftermath of this attack.
We see blood spread out in homes, bodies of people who had been butchered. The depravity of it is haunting.
Major Libby Weiss told us Israeli soldiers at Kfar Aza reported finding slaughtered children.
Beheaded children of varying ages.
I don't remember every.
Yehuda Gottlieb is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who works as a first responder.
We were careful not to go in bodies.
You had to avoid bodies on the road.
Exactly.
They were littering the road.
Terrible.
Among the Americans who've been killed here, a 27-year-old man called up to fight for the Israeli military. CBS's Imtiaz Tayab spoke with his grieving parents.
He loves sports. He loves the Boston Red Sox.
Arya Tziding's parents, Debbie and Mark Tziding, moved to Israel from New York nearly 30 years ago. They received the news Arya was killed in action.
What was it like when you received the call?
You never want to get the knock on the door with the two army officers outside. And this woman came in and she said to us, your son was killed today.
Despite the pain of losing their eldest son, Arya, it hasn't shattered their hope for a better future.
The tragedy is deeply personal, not just for those who live here, but also for millions of Jewish people around the world. I met Michelle Freund, a physician assistant from New York. She was on vacation here when the attacks began and is now volunteering at a hospital.
I feel like it's also my country. I'm Jewish, and I feel like everybody that's been affected by this is my family.
How are you doing?
There are good moments and bad moments. I had a little bit of a panic attack, but you muster on, and that's what I think Jews do in general. Every person that is held hostage right now, personally, I don't know them, but I know them, and they are my family, and it's really hard.
Her grandmother worked in the same hospital when she came to Israel from Hungary after surviving the Holocaust.
She would just be so, you know, proud of having me here, especially in light of the atrocities that are happened that are very Holocaust-like. And I know that she would be very proud to see me here.
She would.
Yeah.
Michelle and I were at the same air raid shelter. The scramble for safety every time a siren blares is suddenly a way of life here, Steve, and a source of constant anxiety.
Well, Nora, President Biden called the Hamas attack an act of sheer evil. Yesterday, he pledged full U.S. support for Israel.
We're surging additional military assistance, including ammunition and interceptors, to replenish Iron Dome. We're going to make sure that Israel does not run out of these critical assets.
Before Congress can approve any additional aid for Israel, it has to reopen for business and a new House speaker has to be chosen. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill tells us two top Republicans are angling for support.
Behind closed doors, the two Republicans running to be the next Speaker of the House made their pitches last night. Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana arguing he can act as a unifier of the GOP.
We've elected a Speaker to get back to work for the American people.
And Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio, who's gained the endorsement of Donald Trump.
We're going to find out, but we feel good.
The two-man race is splitting the field ahead of a scheduled secret ballot today.
One of the men who will vote on the speaker, New York Representative George Santos, is facing additional criminal charges, 23 of them in a new Justice Department indictment, including the allegation that he stole the identities of some campaign donors, used their credit cards to rack up expenses, and filed false reports with the Federal Election Commission. Last night, he denied the charges and said he would not resign.
I have a court date on October 27, and then there's probably going to be something else scheduled for that. I am entitled to due process. I'm going to go defend myself.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The nonprofit that administers the ACT college admissions test says scores have fallen to their lowest in more than three decades. Scores have been dropping for six straight years, but the trend down accelerated during the pandemic. Just 21% of students who took the test met benchmarks for success in college-level classes in all subjects. Authorities have found $5 million worth of stolen shoes in a warehouse outside Chicago. Police Chief Tom Herrien says two people have been arrested. Others are being sought.
They commit these cart thefts in Memphis, Tennessee. They'd relabel it, and they would ship it here, repackage it. And it's 100% markup, right? Because you got them all for nothing.
An Olympic legend who fought through injury to become the first American woman to win the all-around gymnastics title is now in a fight for her life.
Since winning gold at the 1984 Olympics, Mary Lou Retton has been a USA Gymnastics national treasure. Now, her daughter McKenna writes on a fundraising website that the 55-year-old is fighting for her life. The Post says Retton is battling a rare form of pneumonia and has been in the ICU for more than a week and has not been able to breathe on her own. McKenna says her mother does not have health insurance and is looking to raise money for her hospital bills while also asking for prayers.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. The 140-year-old Chicago woman who made a tandem skydive last week got a lot of attention. But Dorothy Hoffner never got to see if her jump would be certified by Guinness World Records as the one done by the oldest person. She has died at the senior community where she lived. A friend says it's hoped she'll be certified posthumously. The jackpot for tonight's Powerball lottery drawing is $1.73 billion.
All right, sir. This is $20 for you.
Ticket sales expected to be brisk all day.
I have absolutely no idea what I would do with it. I'm a grad student right now, so I can barely pay my rent.
It's the second largest lottery prize in history.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now a trip back to the future.
Are you telling me you built a time machine
Out of a DeLorean?
They did a lot with that distinctive DeLorean car in the 1985 film. Now we learn a 1981 DeLorean has been found in a Wisconsin barn. Still runs, has just 977 miles on it. The engine in the rear is in good shape. The tires are original.
He said he would go out in the barn and just look at it because he thought it was a really cool car.
The nephew of the original owner thought it was cool but decided to sell it to Michael McElhattan. He restores DeLoreans and other cars.
The condition of the instrument cluster and the dash and a lot of places where you see sun damage, and that's one of the big killers on this. This car has virtually no sun damage.
McElhattan says working on an old car in such good condition is an adventure anybody wants to be on. That's the World News Roundup. For Nora O'Donnell in Israel, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.